For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team stays undefeated in league play. The 4-1 win over Lake State Friday night, joined by Max Domestikov, had the game-winning goal. Let's talk about a great start that you guys have had. Five straight unbeaten is hard. What's impressed you the most about this run?
I think it's our road victories. I think it's, you know, it's easier playing at home in front of our fans and home ice advantage, but I think we do a really good job of going on the road and just competing in the other team's barns and playing hard and within our game and taking those points, away from home.
4 points at Bowling Green has never happened in BSU's history there. Hadn't happened for a lot of teams going into that building. Your first experience there last week, what was that like?
Yeah, it was crazy. Hearing the band cheering, it's got like a metal roof in that rink, so everything's so loud and you kind of get the chills going out on the ice, and the rink's so small, everything happens so fast, and you know, obviously they play very, very fast, and it was very fun, and I'm so glad that we got out there with two wins.
Does the intensity of a CCHA game surprise you at all, or were you ready for the war that it is?
It did not at the beginning, that's for sure. I think I struggled in the beginning of the year, that's for sure. I needed a few games to settle in, but now I think I'm used to the game, and I've been enjoying every moment ever since I kind of, you know, developed my game and kind of got used to it.
Walk us through your goal here tonight. Like I said, the game winner. At what point did you realize, you know what, I got some open space over there. I need to get over there. And once you got the puck, it appeared to me anyway, in real time, that you maybe backed off the post a little bit to give yourself a little room. Walk us through the play.
Well, to be honest, I started even before the game. Like I knew I was going to do that because Wins had a very good pre-scout video on them, and I knew I was going to have room down low. So when I got that puck, I already knew what I was doing. So I'm happy it went in and we got the win.
If you always had hands that can make that play possible, because a lot of guys don't.
I work on it a lot. Today I was working in morning skate as much as I could, and being a smaller guy, it's easier for me to get in and through my feet and roof it, that's what I did.
You obviously have some family ties that are playing this game at a very, very high level. What's that been like growing up and being around that your whole life?
It's helped me a lot. Feedback I've got from my parents and my brother. They watch as many games as they can. I know my brother plays tonight, but he's watched a lot of my games, and he's kind of supported me along the way. So was my dad, and I'm very fortunate because not a lot of guys are able to have, family that I have and to support them.
How can that kind of rub off of you and help your teammates here as well?
Yeah, everything I hear from my family, whenever I can, I kind of cheer with my teammates and, just try to be a great teammate. That's what my family tells me is, be a good person, be a good teammate, and the rest take care of itself, because you want respect from your teammates. So,
night two is always a whole lot different in college hockey. How long did it take you to get used to that, and what are you expecting out of Lake State here on Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm sure they're not happy with their game, and I know they're going to come off. They're gonna come out hot, and like Tom just said in the room, they're gonna come out hot, but we gotta come out even hotter than them. So I know we kind of had a tough start to this game, so we gotta make sure that we come out ready tomorrow.
Best of luck.
Thank you.